Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm a technical evangelist now with Microsoft, and I'm here today with Ross Elliott and Sean Elliott, who is the CTO and the lead architect at Acellos. And we're here today to talk about Windows 8 and the cool stuff you guys are doing. Now, you announced today with your customers that you were going to do Windows 8. Why do you guys want to do a Windows 8 app?
Hey Bruce, great question. I think that our answer is real simple. We're looking for a solution that blends the best of a tablet with the best of Windows. And Windows 8 gives our customers and us that kind of experience where they can run both our browser-based application and our tablet-based application on one device rather than carrying multiple devices around.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the other benefit from a development perspective is we are Windows Communication Foundation and Silverlight-based today from a other solution perspective. And so there was a lot of acceleration we were able to see using Windows 8 because a lot of the fundamental components that we had already built were reusable within the context of a Windows 8 application where another tablet / laptop environment would have been a complete rebuild for us.
So you guys have two applications and we'll see them both today, but one of the applications is kind of tell us about Pulse first of all, just quickly a quick overview, and then I'm going to ask you more about Inspector.
Well, let me give a general high level and then Sean can drill in. I think what we wanted to do is give our customers some examples and ideas of both a strategic app and an execution-based app. So we took our Pulse app, which is our supply chain intelligence app, and moved it to Windows 8 on the tablet form factor. And then we also took our inspection app, which is inspecting things for quality and damage, and moved the execution side of that onto the tablet.
I think that's a great overview. I think one of the things that we were looking for was not only a way to provide great visibility into what we were doing on a strategic and an execution side, but also things that we hoped our customers could take advantage of day one, so that rather than building for the laboratory, we were building for the real world. And what we found was, if you look at smartphones today, if you look at tablets today from whatever vendor, one of the use cases that is very, very prevalent is becoming mobile analytics. And so we have a great story, and we've had a lot of success with our customers in Pulse, which is our analytics tool. And what we thought was a great way to kind of tiptoe, right, for our customers into the market was to carry that story forward into a great mobile analytics experience, which is something that other companies are seeing great success. And so it gave us a lot of comfort that our customers would find value there as well.
So you have a great story around mobile analytics where it ties to your main core platform.
That's exactly right.
But you also have the Inspector app, which goes across multiple applications. So you created a new product out of the things that you're currently doing with other products. How did that work?
So the inspection app really came to us because we have a suite of applications. We have warehouse management apps, third-party logistics apps, transportation apps, EDI apps. And across that suite of applications, there were a multitude of different ways and reasons for people to inspect inbound shipments, outbound shipments, trailers, tractors, floor jacks, you name it. We had lots of different applications for something that would schedule and examine reasons to inspect various and sundry things within the apps. And then so inspection kind of grew out of that. And talk about the mobile part of it.
I think we've talked about a couple reasons for Windows 8. Actually, inspection highlighted yet another unique value proposition for Windows 8, and that's that. Let's compare it to the iPad for a moment. So we're a supply chain company, which means that they're operating within a warehousing environment, right? Not your typical cushy computing environment, certainly not a couch or a desk, for example. With the iPad, you know what you get. It's Apple. It's a good product, right? That this isn't a video to bash Apple. What it is a video to say is that with Apple, you know the product you get. It's never going to be a ruggedized, warehouse-ready tool. Now, you can buy sleeves and you can get a little bit closer, but one of the things that Microsoft has always done a great job of is provide a ruggedized OEM experience, right, where they work with OEMs that actually specialize and tailor the hardware. And so what we are able to tell our customers is, we don't care whether you're looking for a $300, $400 RT-based tablet that's going to be your low-cost entry point, or whether you're looking for a higher-end, ruggedized experience that's going to be more durable and capable. And we are able to provide a mobility experience that crosses all of those boundaries, and one that works on your existing laptop. So if you are, again, tiptoeing into the Windows 8 world and aren't ready to, you know, to go after something like a traditional Slate environment, you're still able to take advantage of the computing benefits of Windows 8 because it's literally the same code base, not even a little bit of reuse. It is literally the same application, whether you're using a mouse and a keyboard or a touch environment.
Tablet user would look at when they log into the system, right? And this is a series of assigned.
So I noticed, Sean, when you were talking with your customer base today, that the people weren't focused on any of the Windows 8 features. They were concentrating more on around the feature. They wanted to know about how that functionality affected them.
Sure.
How does Windows 8 support that in your applications?
I think one of the fundamental tenets of Windows 8, and Microsoft would say this differently, it's the beauty of Channel 9, as I can say it my way. I think one of the beauties of Windows 8 is that it focuses on getting out of the way. Right? It's not as much about eye candy, it's about simplicity and function. Right? It's about form. And so one of the things that Windows 8 helps us do is provide a provocative, right? It's good looking, it's sexy, if you want to use that word. But above and beyond all else, it's an environment that gets out of the user's way and helps them focus on the business problem rather than the way the application looks. And so our users were very much focused on how do my users take one of these, right, something running Windows 8, and actually start to use it to drive business process change rather than, you know, what were the color choices? Why did it, you know, why did you put this button there? Why did you put this button here? We were able to do some really innovative things that when we look at the app, you'll see that really highlight one of the things that we're finding in terms of generational changes in the way that people use computing. And mobility is really leading the charge.
Went on, answered a couple more questions, and then went, oh, you know what? I missed that there was some pallet damage on the shipment, and I need to go and I need to adjust that answer and say, yes, actually, there.
So, Bruce, what we're looking at here is the standard app. This is the browser-based SQL Server 2012, Windows Server 2012-based application where we basically set up all the inspections. So it's a standard Silverlight, ASP.NET kind of an application. And then we use the same middle-tier architecture to connect from the Windows 8 tablet to actually execute the inspection.
Cool. So in this app, you use the regular app to be able to decide what questions are going to be asked in inspections.
Yeah, the best way to think of that is as a design experience, right? So you go through the inspection design to determine what qualifies for an inspection, what questions are asked, what options are available, what the weighting of the question, you know, just a normal questionnaire type of a design process. Well, let's take a look at the tablet app. So once you're done with the design process, you end up with a Windows 8 experience much like you would expect. We have a tile here that says Excellus One Inspection. It's got a little toast notification that tells me I have 18 available or assigned inspections. Now I can launch that obviously by coming in here to the quick launch or relaunch it from the tile. And when I log in, what I'm going to see is the assigned inspection that I have. If I want, I can go through a blind inspection process where the system kind of, instead of prompting me or telling me what work I have assigned to me, asks me to scan something to designate what task I want to accomplish. When I'm ready, whether I've gone through blind inspection or assigned inspection, I'll go ahead and select the inspection that I have available to me. Maybe I'll select a different one that we haven't completed already. And it's going to start asking me a series of questions. So one of the things that was really interesting and a great opportunity for us was to reimagine the way that a questionnaire is formed, right? Typically, you have a piece of paper with a series of questions and a series of answer boxes, check boxes, or circles, or the like. And what we wanted to do was actually reimagine that more as a system-driven dialogue. And so when we think about kind of the new generation of emerging computer users, instant messaging or chatting is something that they're very, very familiar with. And so we chose to adopt that standard when we thought about the way that people interacted with the system. Now, it's all very touch friendly, right? So I can select, I can swipe up and down to select my year, my date. I can hit submit. We tried to position things very friendly for a thumb, so I can key in my response here. I could use the special keyboard from Microsoft and type in some text. I'll hit submit there as well. And then I can go in and I can select a multiple choice. One of the other features that we wanted to use that we thought was very interesting is how do I go back
You know, if I've answered a question and I have a problem with the answer I gave and I need to revise the question, we thought semantic zoom was going to be a really great way of surfacing that information for a user. So if I pinch here, what you're going to find is we've presented a different set of information or maybe a different perspective on the same information. So instead of being given more of a dialogue view, when I pinch, I'm actually given a very condensed list of the questions that I've already answered. So if I need to revise a previous answer, I can select the one. It's going to re-ask that question and give me the opportunity to revise the answer I've already provided. Once I finish the questionnaire, I'll go ahead and put in a number, 1, 2, 3, 5. We'll answer a couple more questions. And I will select time. And once I'm done, it's going to tell me that I'm able to submit the questionnaire. And then it's going to tell me whether I've passed or failed, as well as if there are any additional tasks afterwards that I need to accomplish, at which point I continue on with life.
So one of the unique value propositions that we wanted to help our customers see was the ability to multitask in a touch environment. And so one of the things that we were very careful to make sure we implemented was the ability for the system to support SnapView. So you can actually see my dashboarding solution here in SnapView. And if I'm in the midst of answering a questionnaire, I can actually relay out the system to support both looking at maybe an analytics view and also answering questionnaires at the same point in time. Again, very touch friendly. Everything becomes laid out in a format that is thumb friendly and touch friendly, but is relayed out to take advantage of the fact that I've only got a third of the screen real estate as opposed to the entire touch environment to operate with. One of the things that we wanted to highlight was the fact that the benefit for our customers is that this environment is either touch or, again, it's a mouse and a keyboard. And so we've already looked at the Snap View on a touch device. This is the same Snap View with my mouse and keyboard. It gives me all those same capabilities to actually select and to submit and to go through the same process and workflow, whether it's my finger or whether it's a keyboard and mouse. Now, ultimately, these devices will probably be touch and keyboard and mouse. That's not really the environment we work with today. So, you know, this gives me the ability to support older devices where they may be touch or keyboard and mouse without losing the capabilities of the system to do all of the things that make Windows 8 really great. Pulse is a slightly different application, so let me take that Snap View out real quick. Pulse is our dashboarding and analytics solution. It supports both private views or dashboards as well as shared views or dashboards, and you can see that these are all published to me, the user. This is an environment that, again, was designed in that same Silverlight experience that you looked at a little bit earlier in the video, and is, again, presented through the same web services that are exposed through Silverlight, except now in a WinRT, designed through XAML, WinRT environment. We are obviously Silverlight guys, which means XAML is our brand.
Now we're going to take a look at our Pulse supply chain analytics solution.
The difference is instead of going through an inspection questionnaire, what we're doing is we're presenting a dashboard or analytics environment. So as I go and I bring up the environment, you're going to see a series of different KPIs. I can reorder those by dragging and dropping. I can do a lot of the same features that you would expect in any popular dashboarding solution, including adding new KPIs to the environment. And just like you would expect after seeing the inspection app, I have the ability to support kind of a snap perspective. So if I drag my desktop out, one of the things that we think is going to be really valuable for our customers is the ability to go through their normal day-to-day operations here in a desktop environment and then have kind of the Windows 8 style XAML-based, WinRT-based application here, providing a continuous perspective of the important business information while also allowing them to operate within their traditional classic desktop environment. We think it blurs the boundaries and makes adoption that much easier for our users so that as they migrate to a touch environment, it's within a familiar use context with the same exact products. And it also helps them to minimize investment because they've already purchased the Windows 8-based applications from Excellos, and really that just migrates from a licensing perspective right over to a touch environment without any issues.
Yeah, one more thing. Yeah, well, so Bruce, you know, I think what you've seen is at least the starting point for how we see merging tablets and desktop applications using Windows 8. What we see is taking our entire suite of applications and finding ways to mobilize it using the Windows 8 tablet and probably Windows 8 phone when that becomes available as well.
Cool. Well, thanks. We'll see you next time.